Well, hello. Welcome to Shay Renee and Friends, BYTV Media. Yes, we are live and on the air. It is June the 12th, and guys, I wish you guys could see me. I am on location. Yes, we are broadcasting live out of Mississippi, Olive Branch, Mississippi tonight. Yeah, so if you can see how I am broadcasting tonight, you'd be like, girl, give it up. But guess what? I got some motivation today, and that's why I'm broadcasting how I'm broadcasting tonight, because you know what? I am a person who reads autobiographies of people who have made it, like the Steve Jobs, the Oprah Winfrey's, the Sam Walton's, you know the people who have made it in life. And they all started out jacked up, but look at them now. So I just got a whole bunch of motivation tonight because they have let me know and I've read their biographies. So if you guys are aspiring and you want to be successful, I recommend that you read about other people that have been successful, because likeness attracts likeness. So when you are around successful people, you're going to attract success, okay? If you're not around successful people, then you won't attract success. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's the way the cookie crumbles, you know. I didn't pick it up, you know. I don't, you know, but that's just the way it is, you know. We attract what we are. And so I have hung around with people, and I've been blessed to hang around with people who have accumulated wealth. Now, wealth is totally different than money. And I have learned different traits from them, how they function, how they shop, how they live, because I study people. I have a sociology background, and so because I do that, I study people. People behaviors, why they behave the way they behave and stuff. And then, too, I'm just curious. You know, I just love people. I love people, I do. Now, I'm going to be honest. You know, we keep it real on BYTV. We bring you the verdict. Yes, some people get on my last nerve. My children got on my last nerve, and I'm just a mother at heart. So, yeah, grown folks get on my last nerve, and I do you just like my children. You're getting on my last nerve, you need to calm down now. Because, you know, hey, you know when your mama said you're getting on her last nerve, you knew that meant she was, time out. Don't push me. I'm going to get that, I'm going to tear that behind up. Now you better act right. You know, and then she had a look, too, that she would give you. You know, I mean, back in the day, you know, they didn't really have to do anything. You know what I'm saying? They just give you that look, and you already knew. You already knew. Today, you get that look, and some two-year-old might cuss you out. I swear. But anyway, it's about motivation tonight. And so I'm motivated because I just received a word today from my meditation time and my motivation. And ladies, I am so excited to share. And I know you guys have some motivational stuff to share. So I want to welcome the ladies to the show. Sister Estherine, how are you today?
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. This is Sister Estherine, and I'm so happy to be here. As always, you know, that's my little tag I use every Tuesday. Yes, it just works well, and I just remember it. So I just use it every week.
Well, yes, sister, we know that, you know, you're going to do your thing. So we just let you do your thing, but you promise you're not going to throw me off this week.
I didn't throw you off last week.
Well, I mean, well, you did. Well, you know, you be tripping me out, though, some of the things that you say.
But that ain't me throwing you off. That's just you having to think about what I say because it be so profound.
See, you just did it again, sister.
Because I say profound things and it makes you pause and think.
You know what? You're right. That's exactly what you do. So you let me know you're gonna make me pause and think tonight.
Well, it's not me now. You know, the Lord just be talking to me. And I just be saying stuff. I don't know sometimes what I'll be saying. But I just ain't saying stuff. So I don't know if I'm going to make you stop and pause. But you'll know when you stop and pause. If I made you stop and pause, you just let me know. And then I know what I said to make you stop and pause, baby.
Okay. All right. Cool. Woo, okay. Coochie, how are you doing today?
Well, I'll say I am doing awesome, and I am so happy to be here tonight. I am so motivated always, and I am so happy to share with y'all listeners what motivates me.
All right, sister, you are motivated. All right.
time. You growled for us a little bit. We're like, ah, the time. It's just normal. How do you do that? I don't know. I've been doing it since I was a child. I don't know. I don't know. It just comes out. It just flows. You say I just flow. I don't know how I do it. It just flows. Oh, it flows. It flows. It flows. Okay, anyway, you just had a natural. Okay, I'm gonna practice on that so I can get that, because that sounds a little hot. I like that. You know that. I did it. Oh, my gosh, I just did it. Okay. All right. See, I'm motivated again. I just growl, just like, Coochie, this is a great show, guys. Look, I'm being motivated. The ladies are already motivating us. And we ain't even gotten to the topic of motivation. All right, so anyway, happy birthday. Let me get the birthday shout out before we get into the topic. Happy birthday to all the June babies. Yes, I'm a June baby. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to go hard in the paint for the birthdays in the month of June because I'm a June baby. You know, and June is the perfect month to be born. Why? Because it's, like, right on time, you know. It's not too early, you know, and it's not too late. You're, like, right there in the middle, and the temperature is perfect. And, you know, that's why I like, you know, the in-between seasons and stuff, because the temperature is just perfect, you know. And so, anyway, so happy birthday to all you birthday people, guys. Be excited about your birthday. You bless the earth with your presence, okay? And so be happy about your birthday. Celebrate the day you bless the earth with your presence, okay? Make a difference, all right? Because there's a reason why you bless the earth with your presence. So make sure you make it a difference. It's all about motivation tonight. So, ladies, I want to ask you a question. What motivates you all? Sister, go ahead and you can go first.
Well, the Lord is my motivation. Now, when I sit in the Lord's presence, I am motivated, child. I tell you, it ain't to my sexy husband now. He's my motivation now. He can motivate me. Yes. He can just walk in the house and he can just say, hey, baby, I am home for work, and I'm motivated. I sure am. I just like, let me fix the dinner. Let me fix your plate, honey. I'll cater to you. Yes. I do the Disney chat on them. Let me cater to you. What's the word of the song? Because I don't know the word, but I know I'm going to cater to you.
Sister, you just be making up some lyrics, don't you?
I make them songs my own. I just know that let me cater to you. I don't know the rest of them words. I don't understand them words.
Oh, okay. You cut me up.
Shay, she is a character. I tell you, I love her company.
I love it too, Coochie. So tell me, Coochie, what's your motivation?
Well, I'm glad you asked. My motivation. Well, you know I'm a relationship and therapist. So, that's my motivation. Me and my husband, we get together, and we come together, and he motivates me, and he loves me, and he just treats me like a woman. And that's my motivation. I know he is there. I know he has my back. I know he is there. And that is my motivation. My family, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. That's my motivation. And just being able to be 70-something years old and still being in this earth, the land of the living, I am so blessed. And I get motivated just every morning that I wake up. It's motivation to me.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, motivation, I agree with you. My kids motivate me. My grandchild definitely motivates me. He is cute as a button. I'm not bragging, but, oh, my God, he is, like, the cutest baby in the world, okay? I'm not downing anybody else's baby. I'm just talking about man. Man is the cutest. I got the cutest grandbaby in the whole world, I swear. Oh, my God, he is so cute. He should be like a little Gerber baby. I'm telling you, he is just, oh, he's so cute. And he's like deja vu because you realize how dominant genes are when you start having kids, okay? Oh. That my grandbaby, he looks just like his father when his father was born, and it's just like deja vu all over again, just seeing his daddy all over again, and he was a chunky monkey just like my little grandbaby, and it's just a sight. That's my motivation, my children.
life, love, you know, life in general, I think, is my motivation and what motivates me and just doing my passion. You know, if I'm doing what I'm passionate about, that's the motivation in itself. That gets me up, that makes me want to go.
Now, I agree. Now, passion, definitely, is a motivation.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you got to have that passion. You got to have a passion like you got to have church. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You got to have some passion, honey.
Okay. Sister, you be going. Boy, I tell you, I love you.
And I love you, too, baby. Yes. Charlie, the most high, I love you.
Or what was it? Because you ladies are, you know, older and stuff.
No, I'm 50.
Well, oh, that's right. Okay. Well, you're more mature than I am. Let me say that.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay. So, when did you know about coming into yourself? And I'm not talking about just coming into yourself. I'm talking about coming into your true self, because you ladies are doing what you love to do. I mean, you know, you feel like, both of you feel like you have a call to do this and what you're doing in life. So when, what, you know, was it something in life that happened to make you come into your true self and come into yourself, or was it just age in general? What was it? Coochie?
Well, many of us women come, I think, into a part of ourselves at about 40. That's when we get to the point where we're not worried about what people say, what people think. We've pretty much been through it all. So at 40, I just say, I really came into myself for all the simple reason. And I say this. I had raised my children. And I was going through, I got over the empty nest of my children being gone. And me and my husband, we were together. And I realized that even though I had come into myself, I had lost myself because I raised my children.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I think all of us women kind of do that.
Well, yes, we do. And so I came into myself at 40. But I had to really come into myself again. I would say probably about 45, 46, because I still had to get over. I wasn't a mother anymore. So it's those things, those roles that we play, that we have to put aside, because now we're not that anymore. Like, we're still that mother. We're still all of that, but we're not responsible like that, to where it takes the whole life. Do you understand what I say?
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So you say about 40, you came into yourself, and then after your children were gone, you really had, you get to come into yourself again as a woman and not that mother doing the motherly thing.
Yes.
Okay, I got that. That right there is powerful. That's powerful because I can identify with that. Well, go ahead, sister. When did you come into yourself? Because I'll talk about me afterwards.
Well, I came into myself about, I would say, maybe about 29. Yeah, I think I was about 29 when I came to myself. And I had been just doing what I was always told to do. And I just did it because that's just what I was, you know, to do. You do what you always think of. You do it. And then I had an experience in the Lord just really came into my life. And it really started talking to the simple, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it started showing me some things I never seen before in my life. And that's when I just changed everything in my life. I changed my career. I changed
changed everything. Yes, it did. Yes, Elijah, it showed me. It showed me everything. I saw everything. I mean, I saw everything. And so I would say I was about 29. But then, I think life is always going to make you evolve into more. And I think that I'm still at 50, still coming into myself. And so, I know that for a fact that I'm still coming to myself at 50. So I don't think it's an ever-ending process. I think life always is bringing out more and more of us if we don't talk about coming into our true selves, because we ain't never going to be our true selves until we get to heaven.
Ooh, now that is a good one. Oh, yeah, Sister Nature. See, you just made me pause and think on that.
Well, see, I just be talking. You see, I just be talking, and the Lord revealed something. And you just let me know I made you pause and stuff. And think. See, I don't even know why I see. I just answered your question.
I know, Sister, but you just said something so powerful and so profound. You said that we are always going to be coming into ourselves. We have never stopped coming into our true selves. It's a never-ending cycle of coming into our true selves and realizing who we really are as a individual. That is so powerful. I don't even want to talk about mine because you just solved everything. That was so powerful. We will always be coming into ourselves. We will not be our true selves because everyday life is going to always. I remember my grandmother saying, is that life is a school of lessons, and every day you're going to learn a new lesson, you know, that you're never out of school, that life is a school, you know. When I graduated from high school, she was like, well, welcome to the school of life, you know. And so with you saying that, that was so profound with what my grandmother had told me about life is a school. And so you're saying that life is going to always, because it is a school, and it's always teaching you stuff. You're forever going to be evolving into your true self. Oh, this is such a powerful show. Guys, hey, we're going to come back again next week with some more of this, because I really want to dig down in deep into this system.
Well, thank you, baby. Well, the Lord is just amazing, because I didn't even realize what to say, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I just want to, like, go into it because it's just amazing how life is a school. So you're always going to be coming into your true self. You know, Sister said that she came into her true self, and then she had to come into her true self after she raised her children, because now she's not that all-the-time mother anymore. She's now a wife. So now she's changed the role from being a mother and a wife to just being a wife. So she had to learn herself again as a wife. And sometimes we lose ourselves. You know, we're just a parent, and we lose ourselves when it comes to the relationship of a husband and a wife. We lose ourselves in the, you know, whole process. And so we lose the love, the relationship and stuff. And so married couples, hey, when you have children, always make sure that you keep the spark in your relationship alive, okay? Always have to make sure that you do that. So the simple reason is that when you don't keep that fire and that spark, once the children leave, you and your spouse are going to be looking at like, okay, now what? Because we've lost contact with each other. I don't even know you anymore. And so that was a powerful statement, guys. I appreciate you ladies so much.
Well, thank you, baby.
Yes, thank you, Shay. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here. Well, yes, I know, and I'm so happy for you guys. Just joining forces with me, man, and just encouraging people. We didn't even play any music tonight. It was so good what you just said, Coochie. So what I'm going to do is I heard this song tonight on the radio, actually, and I had never heard it before, and I liked it. I did. I liked it. And so I was like, okay, let me play this tonight on the show. We were talking about motivation and stuff, but this is a song. It's a new one by John Legend. It's called Good Night. And so with that being said and the title, good night, we're going to say good night because we're doing short shows, okay? Yeah, we're doing short shows on the podcast now, but you can catch us on Sundays on AM 730 for a longer length show, KQPN, AM 730 at 5 p.m. on Sundays. So make sure you tune in to that We're going to be eventually doing a big marketing campaign. So, you know, we're working on that right now. I'm working on that right now. So, anyway, stay tuned. Make sure you follow the blog. Oh, no, not the blog. I always say the blog, guys. I have not did the blog yet. But go to the website, okay? And if you go to the website, I do have a blog there about different little stuff, and I have updated it. So you do have something if you want to read something on the blog. There is a blog spot on the website. And there's some other stuff you can read about Sisters Lorraine and Coochie and their bio and stuff, and all about everything that we provide and all the services that we provide. And you can subscribe to the website, and you can get a weekly email notifying you and staying in contact with you and making sure that you stay involved in the website and keep visiting us, okay? Follow the show. And if nobody's told you that they love you today, well, we're telling you that we love you.
We love you, children of the Most High. Yes, we love you, darlings. We love y'all.
Yes, and so make sure you laugh more, you love more, and motivate somebody, guys. Hey, it's rough out here in this world, and motivation is going to keep you on top, all right? So, hey, until next time, this is BYTV. We just brought you the verdict. That's right. We brought you the verdict on motivation. Hey, take with us. You're going to be motivated. BYTV. And here's John Legend. Good night. And we roll it. And it's rolling. And it's going. And. All right, so I guess I'm having some technical difficulties. Okay. All right, guys, well, I'm having some technical difficulties, so I'm just going to sign off until next Tuesday. Much love.